Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jessica Moser's here. We're glad she's back, too. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. Senior VP of Small Business and Specialty Business at MetLife, and she's joining us today with a report that she's been shepherding now for a while, the quarterly MetLife U.S. Chamber Small Business Index, where they survey small business owners to ask them about what's going on out there. They're experiencing the economy. How are they doing for hiring? A number of areas. We're going to talk about the experience with veteran business owners and veteran employees, and a whole lot of good information here. And I'm really glad to say that it's pretty positive and impressive. Jessica Moser, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thank you so much for having me. I'm always happy to be here.
We love having you on the show. So what's the general consensus that your survey indicated about small business? What are they feeling? How are they feeling these days?
So overall, I mean, I'm happy to say that there's generally a positive outlook, right? So on a scale of 0 to 100, our index score was 70.7,
yeah.
Which is, you know, the shorthand is 7 in 10 small business owners have a positive outlook about their companies, the economy, and the whole small business environment. And, you know, the good news is it's the highest score of confidence, economic confidence, since we've started doing the index two and a half years ago.
And, so, you know, Jessica, I was telling the audience how much – my surveying, my research, yours, and others are how close they are. I literally just reported on last week's report of my own about what they thought about the current year and in the last quarter, and it was very much very close to these numbers of yours. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it's interesting,
isn't it?
Right? Because it's wonderful. Economists are you know, certainly there's buzz that there's a recession on the way, but we're not seeing it in the small business sentiment, except I would point out to you and your listeners around manufacturers. So when we did the survey, when we do the survey, we make sure to talk to as many industries as possible to get a representative sample. And manufacturers actually have some concerns. They were the ones who showed the biggest drop in economic outlook. They went from the second quarter was 69% felt positive, and the third quarter it was 63%.
Right.
And so, and you know, correlated to that, that some manufacturers said that they have decreased plans to hire more staff. So we wanted
that's understandable because of the we've got trade issues, we got the negotiations with China. But also, we've got a major North American trade deal that's just bollocksed up in Congress. That I promise you, if that could have been signed 2 or 3 months ago, you would have gotten a different report.
Yeah, I think that there's lots of different factors, and we want to make sure that we're not losing the forest for the trees. And if
there you
things
can, thank
that
you.
We can understand,
thank you.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we can work with the U.S. Chamber so that they can make sure that all the small business voices are heard.
Well, this is why you have to be careful listening to all the talking heads who don't really know what they're talking about. But the other thing that's important that has to be said about your report, Jessica, is to remind people that when you and I work with people who represent half of the U.S. economy, over half of the employees. So this isn't this isn't backwater responses we're talking about here.
Right.
This is you know, $10 trillion of economy and counting the owners of almost 100 million people who take paychecks a year in America. So that's
exactly.
Huge. This is not insignificant. Finish your thought.
No. I was just going to say that I think, 1,000 small business owners a quarter that we talk to, I'm not surprised to hear that what you're doing and what we're doing is correlated. I think I wouldn't lose the message that generally small business owners, what we're seeing, they have a good outlook on the economy. And one thing that's been consistent is their plans to increase hiring and investments overall. Mm-hmm. So I probably about 30%, just under 30% plan of our index owners plan to add workers. Just over a quarter plan to increase investments. They expect higher revenue. I mean, these are real key levers to drive business success. So, while we don't want to paint with a broad brush, we don't want to lose the overall favorable outlook that we're hearing as we talk to the small business owners and you talk to the small business owners, which may be a little different than, what we're hearing on TV.
Well, that's exactly right. And plus, the people on TV, most of those people, those talking heads, they just give short shrift. They just give the back of the hand, usually the small business reporting anyway. But the thing that's important to point out, and your survey is doing this, is there are when you've got an economy where it is right now with 50-year record unemployment, more people working than ever before. When you have a little bit of a dip in one area or another, holy mackerel, it's just down from a record high. That's not just, I mean, and you've seen these headlines, Jessica. Your report, the NFIB's report, will come down 0.2 of a point, and the headlines is small business owners are retreating. Come on, people.
No. That's definitely
and a lot of the reason why they're doing that is not because the economy's bad. It might be if they're not hiring, it's because they can't find anybody to hire.
Exactly what I was going to say. You and I have talked about the war for talent, which is so impactful to those smaller businesses. I mean, we keep hearing more available jobs and people looking for jobs, but what we're really seeing is small business owners have to change the way they attract and retain talent. They can increase salaries.
And Jessica, when we come back after the break, I want you to really get into that. I want you to talk about some of those things they can do. Also, I want you to report on some of the veteran responses for veterans. This is really important stuff here, folks. 20 after, right back with Jessica Moser. She's with MetLife. This is the MetLife U.S. Chamber Small Business Index. And we're going to have more reporting on this after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Here's ZZ Top. No, this is Steely Dan taking us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.